Tim.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, Tim.
What's up?
How are you?
It's an average Monday.
Tim, did you get up early today?
Well, I had a question I wanted to ask you.
What time did you get up today?
Excuse me?
What time did you get up today?
4:30.
Okay. What were you doing this morning?
I'm calling from Perry County.
What were you doing at 4:30? Why'd you get up so early?
To watch Daybreak.
Break late.
You what?
Harris Break late.
Okay.
All right.
Sure.
And my question was, I tried to stump the big head yesterday, and I'm not sure I got the right answer.
Okay.
Hey, when you're running the football team, are you allowed to use the same number on the same jersey?
Yeah.
Whether it be defense or offense or whatever.
As long as they're not on the field at the same time, yeah. As long as they're not on the field at the same time, there's lots of duplicate numbers.
As long as they're not on the field at the same time. All right, I had a bet with my brother up in Kentucky.
Did you win?
Yeah, he's a Kentucky fan, you know.
Oh, you're already winning then.
Well, I got to hurt him right now because I was agreeing with y'all.
Did you guys bet a bottle of whiskey?
Not on the field at the same time, you can use the same jersey.
Did you guys bet a bottle of bourbon, or what'd you guys bet?
Well, the thing about it is, though, when you go to buy your program, here you are looking at it.
It's very confusing, isn't it?
It's very confusing. It's very confusing.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate you guys,
so
man.
Y'all are the best. When's your brother going to pay up on your bet?
Next time he gets down here, he's going to have to buy me about 10 pounds of Louisiana shrimp.
So your brother from Kentucky and you from Arkansas, you bet Louisiana shrimp.
We deal with all the southern states.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. We deal with all the southern states. He's going to buy 10 pounds of Louisiana shrimp.
What do you like to eat with your Louisiana shrimp?
Oh, man.
Like bourbon coke or?
Oh, my God.
Beer bread?
What are you talking about beer eating? Hey, we could get X-rated here.
Well, better not, though.
Yeah, I don't think we should.
I don't want to go triple X on
you. Gary, I want you to do me a favor. Or Tim, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to go drink a big glass of water. I want you to take 2 aspirin. I want you to take a nap. And I want you to get back to me tomorrow. I'm worried about you.
All right, bro. All
right, babe.
Good advice.
I'm here to help. Because there's a whale of a hangover coming for that guy. Gary?
Hey, guys. Well, I guess it's 5 o'clock somewhere, right?
Gary, I'll tell you one thing. I'm only sure of one thing. And that is that you are more sober than our last caller. What's up?
Well, you all mentioned earlier that Jeff mentioned yesterday how quiet it is at the Northwest Arkansas Touchdown Club. Well, I thought this was interesting. I went to the, I don't know what you call it, the meal in the luncheon in Fayetteville where they introduced the team. And I thought there'd be this raucous atmosphere in the place, and it was so quiet, hardly anybody called the hog. Everybody just kind of sat there at the table, and I was really disappointed, quite frankly. And this is mostly Northwest Arkansas people, I guess, that were up there.
I'm going to guess we can't get it done, but I would love to get that type of deal down here. And whether it's the whole team or select players and coaches, I think that'd be great. Because you see how big – I'll tell you another thing we don't talk enough about is that the signing day in the Rock event. That is a spectacular event. It is raucous. It is fun.
It's rock star status.
It is big time, man. And I would love to see – some of the existing players be involved in something similar to that at the start of the season because I think they'd really be thrilled with it. So, I mean, the Little Rock folks come out for stuff like that in a big way.
Yeah, well, I think so, too. It's a shame Little Rock's getting such a bad rep, you know, as far as not coming to the games or whatever. But, but I went to – I took my grandson to the Little Rock game, and even though there was an empty seats in the north end zone, I thought the crowd was great.
Yeah.
You know, it was real loud and – I think Bielema was kind of impressed, too. So, you know, it's not like it's been in the past with some of the big games we've had there.
Right.
But anyway, I just wanted to put in my 2 cents.
Hey, I appreciate the call, Gary.
Thanks, Gary.
I'd like to dedicate this to Tim, our last caller. Tim had a big night last night, or at least a big morning, maybe.
Yes.
Greg, we got to hit a timeout. Go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to say this is Greg. I'm Tim's brother. He is not a representative of our family.
I don't know. I'd rather party with Tim. You seem a little uptight, Greg. Lighten up. Tim seems like a lot of fun at 10 o'clock in the morning.